Welcome to this week's HMD Radio Show. Tonight I have new music from Dead Witches, Lecherous Gaze, Project Grimm, Turbo Wizard, and I'm also drinking Whiplash's Farami, which is a coffee oatmeal stout, and also Left Hand Brewing's Milk Stout. Kicking us off, here's an album I've been loving recently. This is Ephedra and Bad Hair Day.
We'll be right back.
Lecherous Gaze there, and that's the title track of their new album 115. And then before that was Ephedra, and that was Bad Hair Day. Yeah, loving that album at the moment. I've been listening to it a lot to and from work. It's got some deadly riffage going on in it. Loads of new music tonight, so I'm gonna keep it moving. Some of these I haven't really listened to, so I'm totally taking a shot in the dark. So we'll see how they go. I'm gonna play something off this one, Project Grimm, The Crass Menagerie, and I'm just gonna pick a track at random, because if I play a song and it's shit, I'm just gonna lift it out and play another one. But I'm quite hopeful it's gonna be great. We'll be right back. There you had The Good Kind of Mushroom and Get Abducted. That's off their album Matsu Taken. And then before that was Project Grim and Solvent. That's off the Crass Menagerie. And yeah, I was talking before that. So yeah, good lot of new music this week. And got a few in from Tour Direx. I always look forward to getting new music for them. Most of their releases are real deadly. So, yeah, I'm going to play something off the... I got sent in 4 albums. So, I'm going to pick a couple out to play tonight. Let me see. I'm just going to totally pick in the dark. Oddhums, let's have a listen to this. This is Big Brave.
Thank you.
Okay, in that batch there you had Under Dark, which was the last one off their album Morning Cloak, and that was Bank of Roses. And then before that you had Autumn's Big Brave. About those off Third Eye Rex. And that fucking really liked that Under Dark last one. I'm gonna be giving that a good spin during the week, and that and the Autumns. Got two others that I'll be showcasing next week, but enjoying them so far. Right, first beer tonight is the Left Hand Brewing Milk Stout. I reviewed their Nitro Milk Stout on the show before, and that was damn tasty. But tonight it is just the Milk Stout. It's a lovely can with a nice picture of a cow on the front of it. It's purple. But in terms of it's damn tasty beer. Damn tasty. It's really sweet. From the lactose, kind of flat. Doesn't have that nitro gassiness that the other one does. But it's very sippable. Sit on this for an hour or so if it's a bigger drink. Comes in at 6% and it's damn tasty. Give it a go if you see it. Anyway, moving on, here's a new one from Turbo Wizard. This is Left Behind.
Until
Dead Witches, and that track was called Dead. That's off their album Ouija, and then before that was Turbo Wizard off their self-titled, and the track was Left Behind. Really like that Left Behind track. And Dead Witches wasn't what I was expecting, but totally enjoyed it. I'll be lashing out the rest of the album. So, the John Garcia album, The Coyote Who Spoke in Tongues, played some of it last week, maybe the week before, and I'm really liking it. It's fucking deadly. He's going to be playing Desert Fest in Berlin, and I'm fucking so looking forward to seeing him. I just hope he does an electric set as well, of all the classics. We played in Dublin when it was Garcia Sings Kais, and it fucking blew me away. It was deadly. So, hearing the acoustic versions, I'm really enjoying them. But I'm going to play this, the song they released a video off this album. This is Kylie.
Let's not nothing.
last man, the awesomeness of Kraus, and that is 2 AM Thoughts. And then before that was John Garcia. Moving on to the next beer I have lined up. I am drinking the Farami Coffee and Oatmeal Stout from Whiplash Brewing. Whiplash have got some good beers out. I think one of their beers won the Beer of the Year on the Beer Awards. Was it this one? I don't know. I'll have to check it out and get back to you on that. But this is done in collaboration with 3FE and Otter Bank Brewing. It's a the beer I had before this, the milk stout, kind of spoiled my palate a bit for it because the milk stout was so sweet. This is really kind of like coffee bitterness, which I usually like. It's nice. It is nice. Don't get me wrong. I am enjoying it. It's quite coffee. So if you like coffee, that's a good thing, which I do. 3FE coffee, it's okay. Wouldn't be my top coffee, but it works well in this stout. So they're very different drinks I had tonight. I started off with a Beavertown Neck Oil, which I reviewed before, so I didn't bother going into that. And then I had the Left Hand Brewing Milk Stout, which was very desserty. I should have kept that to the last. And then this Whiplash Brewing Farami, which is coffee and milk oatmeal stout. All three are solid beers, and I'd recommend any three of them. But I wouldn't drink them again in that order. They were, they're good. They're all good, though. So, what am I going to play? I'm going to look back. Let me look back over what I got from last year. And because I'm conscious that recently all I've been doing is playing new music, as in stuff I've just downloaded. So I'm going to play something off. Who's playing here recently? I don't know. Anyway, this is off Possessor Dead by Dawn. It is Afterburner. they had Possessor off their album from last year. It's fucking deadly. That song was Afterburner. And we're pretty much at the end of the show. So if you want to get in touch, you can email hmdradioshow@gmail.com or on Twitter at @hmdontheradio or on Facebook, the HMD Radio Show. So until next week, I'm going to leave you with one song. This is going out to JF. It is Prong and their cover of Fugazi's song, Give Me the Cure. See you next week.
Too hard on dying before. I never sucked on the dying. I never licked the side of dying before. And now I'm feeling the dying. You got your hands over your ears.